Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Samech Dalet, and we are about 25 lines from the bottom of daf Samech Gimel Amid Beis, another classic daf moving along in Sugyas discussing Avodah Zarah. So the last week we spoke a little bit about Avuah D'Shmuel's Memra. Asur la'adam sheyaseh shutfes im ha'ovid kechavim. A person's not allowed to make a shutfes with ha'ovid kechavim. Shemi yischayev lo'yishvo. Because we're concerned that in the context of the shutfes, he may, the ha'ovid kechavim, have to swear to the yid. And when he swears, v'nishba v'avoidus kechavim shalah, he's going to swear in the name of his avodah zarah. V'atayra amra, and the Torah says, lo yisham al picha. The shame elihim acherim lo yisaskiru, lo yisham al picha. So it's for that reason, also lastly shutfes. We mentioned that it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Erechayim Sim and Kuf Nun Vav. The Mechaber says that Bezman Azeh, people that live in a Noitzri world, have to be concerned to be careful with this halacha. The Ramah says not. A Noitzrim Oivdei Avodah Zarah, they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Abnei Noach Mitzuvah and Shituf, are they not Mitzuvah and Shituf? But I just wanted to speak out one very short classic Meshech Chochma. This pasuk, V'shem Elihim Acherim Lo Yisaskiru, Lo Yisham Al Pichas in Parshas Mishpatim. And the context is as follows. The pasuk says, V'hashviyis Shmita Tishmetena Unetashta, etc., etc. A pasuk that talks about Shmita. The next pasuk, Sheishis Yomim Tasim Asecho V'yeim Hashviyi Tishbois, L'man Yonuach, talking about Shabbos. And then the third pasuk, uvechol asher amarti aleichem tishameru, v'shem elihim acherim lo yisaskiru lo yisham al picha. Says Rameir Simcha, what's the smichos? Shmita, then Shabbos, then lo yisham al picha. He says gevaldik. Shmita and Shabbos are two mitzvahs that will sometimes cause a person to want to take a non-Jewish partner. Shvius, you need the land to rest. So what do people do? They take a non-Jewish partner, they give him a percentage of the entity, and they say that all the profits that are earned on Shemitah should belong to him. Shabbos, people do the same thing. Says the Torah, there's a halach of Shemitah, there's a halach of Shabbos. I'm going to preempt you. I know what you're going to do to try to circumvent Shemitah and Shabbos. You may take in a non-Jewish partner, so you shouldn't have to worry about it. What's the next pasuk? V'shem elihim acherim lo yisaskiru lo yisham al picha. And what do we learn from the year? Avuah D'Shmuel. Asur la'adam sheyaseh shutfes en ma'ovid kechavim. It's not so poshit to take a non-Jewish partner. Because if you're going to take a non-Jewish partner, lo yisham al picha. What about bizman hazeh? So that's all the raid. We spoke about Matzah Shabbos. But either way, on that note, more regarding Avodah Zarah. Mai zoivchei adam agolim yishakun. So it's a pasuk in Sefer Yesheya, a pasuk Yod Gimel. It's the Sefer of the last drasha that the Gemara brought. It says the Gemara, Om Rav Yitzchak Tivei Rav Ami, Yishayim Mashar Sefer Yitzchak Yechav Noisei Neim Bevali Mom. The priests to the Avodah Zarah, they used to be noisnin einayim Bevali Mom. Self-explanatory. They would see a gvir and they wanted to get into his pockets. So what would they do? Mariven Esau Agolim. They would take the Agolim, this was the Avodah Zarah, and they would starve them. Va'isim dmus atzabim, they would make a dmus of like a statue of the gevir. Umamide betzadei vuseim, they put him next to the troughs from where these agolim used to eat. And what would happen is the egel, in its silly mind, would start associating the gevir and the food. Now they're starving this egel. They would take him outside. When the gvir would come, they would run after the gvir. Because in their minds, if there's a gvir, that's where their evos is going to be, that's where their food is going to be. So they're running after them for food. So this gvir walks in, and all of a sudden he gets this baruch haba from the avodah zarah. No one's ever gotten such a baruch haba. And he's getting it. So he would go over to the koimrim. He would ask the galuch. He said, what does this all mean? He says, you know what this means? Chafetz b'chah. This isn't pashit. This is all a simit from Shemayim. The Avodah Zarah wants you. What are you supposed to do? You have to take yourself and sacrifice. People used to sacrifice human beings to Avodah Zarah. You have to sacrifice yourself for the Avodah Zarah. They would sacrifice the Gvir Avodah Zarah. They would confiscate all the money. And that's how they became Gvirim. And that's what that pasuk means. Amar Rava. But Rava said, if that's what this pasuk is referring to, that custom, then Zoivchei Adam Agolim Yishakum. Agolim Yishakum Lizboyachadam Yiboyale. It should have said it in the reverse. Agolim Yishakun. The Egel kisses the gvir, lizboyach adam, so that now we'll be able to shech the gvir, so that the misharsim of the Avodah Zarah will be able to confiscate the money. Elo, my Rava, Rava said, what the pasuk is referring to is really something else. Somebody shechts his son, Avodah Zarah, they would tell him, you just made the ultimate sacrifice that Avodah Zarah, Yavah V'Yishak Lo, you now have the right to go ahead and kiss the Avodah Zarah. So to kiss the Avodah Zarah was a very big deal. Not everybody was Roy Lekach. If somebody was willing to sacrifice his own child to Avodah Zarah, this was a pagan custom, they would say, oh, you were a Zivche Yadam. Agolam Yishakun, you now have the right to go ahead and kiss this Avodah Zarah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav, Va'anshe Bavel Asu Esukos Benois. So these are all psukim and malachim days that talk about different Avodah Zarahs that were prevalent at the time. So the people in Bavel, they worshipped Sukkos Benois. Umay Nihu, what was Sukkos Benois? Tarnagoilus, a hen. Va'anshe Kus Asu as Nargel, what was that? Umay Nihu, Tarnagoil. Va'anshe Chamas Asu as Ashima, Umay Nihu, Barcha Karcha, a bald goat. Vo avin asu nifchas the estartok. Umay niu kelev v'chamor. V'hasaf farim. Surfin as b'neim. The people from that sect of Avodah Zarah, they would burn their sons. Ba'esh in fire. La'adar melech. V'anam melech alehei svarvoyim. Umay niu. So what were those Avodah Zarah? Ha'pered v'hasos. So adar melech and anam melech are actually types of Avodah Zarah. One is a pered, one is a mule, the other one is a horse. Adar melech, why was it called adar melech if it's really a mule? The adale lamari b'te'ino. Because a mule helps its master by carrying its burden. V'anam melech, the onulei lamari b'krova. Because a horse helps its master at war. Bottom line is, adar melech was a mule, and Anna Melech was a horse. What does the Pasuk say? That the people that used to worship this Avodah Zarah, they were Sarfim as B'neim. They used to burn their sons to this Avodah Zarah. We're going to see in Metz Hashem in tomorrow's daf that it could be this is related to Moilach. Moilach is going to be one of the topics of today's daf into tomorrow's daf. And it could be this was actually the Avodah Zarah of Moilach. Either way, the Gemara says, Afchis Giyot Melech Yehuda Bikesh Aviv Lasso Yisloi Kein. So this is something that even without knowing too much Tanakh, you know that Chizkiyo's father, Achaz, was a Rasha. To the point that the Gemara talks a lot about how Chizkiyo wanted that his father should get kapara after he died, and he was mevaza his corpse. Instead of treating him with respect, he treated him with tremendous, tremendous bizoyan, because he thought that maybe that would be a kapara for him. Ah, isn't there a chi of kibbut of the aim? Mechabdei lacha moisai. He wasn't an oisem maisa amcha. But his father was a big Rasha. How big a Rasha was he? He wanted to take this son, Chizkiyo, who goes down as one of the greatest Yidden to ever live. He wanted to take him and he wanted to offer him to this Avodah Zarah, the Hasfarvim, who was surfing as B'neim Be'esh. Ella, what happened? He offered him into the fire and Chizkiyo was saved. Shesochsoi imay salamandra. Because Chizkiyo's mother took the blood of the salamandra and smeared Chizkiyo with it. Rashi says that it's based on some. What the point is that somehow was able to save his life. Zok to Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda. Omer Rav. Yoidem Hay Yisrael Bavidus Kechavin Shein Ben Mamish. Really, the Yidden which was smarter than the Umay Salam, and they knew even back in the day when they were steeped in Avodah Zarah that really all the Avodah Zarah was silly. Why then did they worship Avodah Zarah? Like other Avodah Kechavin Ella Hatlam Es Harayis Befarhesia. The reason they worshipped Avodah Zarah was a decoy. It was because they really wanted Gili Arayis. And they figured that if they do have a desire, they're going to get their Gili Arayas. How so? So Zok Tehil Gerashi, Shehoyot Yitzron Tokvan Al Arayas. They had a Yitzara for Gili Arayas. Amru, they said, Nifrei Kol Oil Torah Me'oleinu. What we're going to do is we're going to worship Avodah Zarah. So what's the Rav going to get up when he has to give us Musar? He's going to talk about Gili Arayas? How can he talk about Gili Arayas? We're being over Avodah Zarah. So like this, he'll talk about Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah. And in the meantime, we'll be able to keep our Gili Arayas. Avodah Avodah Zarah, Chavon Lai Tokvan Yitzron. They didn't have this burning Yitzhara for Avodah Zarah. Why did they do it? Because that was their way of being able to prevent the Meichichim from giving their Musar regarding Gilei Arayis. Musar HaMisharshio. So HaMisharshio said that there's so many psukim, as the Gemara is going to say now, that seem to suggest that the Yidden had this very close, very deep attachment to the Avodah Zarah. What we're saying now is the whole thing was a front. It was all a way of making it look like they're interested in the Avodah Zarah, so they should have the Gilei Arayis. So HaMisharshio asked from a pasuk, Kizchor b'nei mizbechoy, Samvam Rabbalah Zakam Sheishagagum mal b'noi, that the pasuk is describing the Yidden longing for their Avodah Zarah the same way a father longs for his son. The Gemara says, Basu Davikube. Initially, they didn't really care for the Avodah Zarah. But you know what happened? It was a self-fulfilling prophecy. As they started faking it, they began to develop feelings for the Avodah Zarah to the point that it was ka'odam sheyesh le'gaguam al benoy. But when Rabbi Yehuda Merav said yoidim hoy Yisrael ba'avodah zarah she'en ben mamish, it's talking about the genesis, the history of it. The history of it is l'katchila, they really understood that it was shtusim, and they weren't drawn to it the same way the pagans were drawn to Avodah Zarah. They did it k'dei lahatil l'marayis b'farhesya. But once they started developing outwardly this closeness to it, it began creating real feelings for it, and that's why the Pasuk Taka says, "Kischar b'neim mizbechaisim tashma v'nasati begreichem al begregilulechem." Amr Eliyo, they say Eliyo atzadikay mechaz al tepuchei rav shabirushalay. Eliyo Anavi was going around. This is around the time of the Churban, and he was looking to find young children that were starving. Pam achas matzatinek shayatipa tapuach umutabashpa. He saw a child who was mutabashpa. He was in the dirt, and he was starving to death. Amalei, he told him, "Yeze mishpacha ata." He says, "What's your yichus?" Amalei mi mishpacha plainasani. I come from the family of mishpacha. Amalei klum nishtayim oisem mishpacha. Amalei lav chutz mimeni. Says, "Is there any other survivors from the family?" He says, "I'm the only one. I'm a lone survivor from this family." Amalei, he told him, "Anim la metcha dover shatachay bayatolome." He says, "If I give you something, a secret, something that will give you life, are you willing to learn?" Amalei, "Hey, absolutely." Amalei, he told him, "Emor b'chol yoy." Say every day, "Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad." Amalei, so the child turns to Eliyahu HaNavi, and he tells him, "Has." Rashi says, "Shtoik, be quiet. Shloi lahaske b'shem Hashem. Don't say that again. Shloi limdei abav yimoy. Because I heard, my father told me, never mention the name of a deity that he didn't teach me. And in our house, we were if they have the Zara, we never said Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to hear that again." Says the Gemara, "Miyad hoitzi yirasei mecheikoi." This child took his Avodah Zarah. He didn't have food, but he had his Avodah Zarah out of his chek, umechabka, he hugged it, umenashken, he kissed it, achenifka, kresoi, v'nafla, yirasei laretz, until he collapsed, he died. His Avodah Zarah fell on the ground as well. V'nafal hu ala, he fell on the Avodah Zarah, l'kayim mashenema, v'nasati pigrechem, al pigre gilulechem. This is a pasuk in the Teichcha, that pigrechem, the person, the worshiper, will fall on top of the Avodah Zarah itself. But what do you see from here? You see that this is even a child. He was so attached to the Avodah Zarah. So how can you tell me that Yidden weren't really ever attached to the Avodah Zarah? But it was all a decoy. You see, this child was so attached to it. So the Gemara says the same thing. Again, Rabbi Yehuda Merav was explaining the history of it. He was telling us the rest of the story. Oh, you want to know how it played itself out, how it was manifest? There's no question the Yidden had developed attachment to Avodah Zarah no differently than the way the pagans had. Toshman, the Pasuk says, "Vayisaku b'kol gadol Hashem Eloi Keyem." This is a pasuk in Sefer Nechemya. My Omer. So this is the Yidden. The Yidden all cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer, Rabbi David Tamer, Rabbi Yoyin son, "Bye bye." That's what they said. And this is right in the beginning of Bayesheni. So the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Yidden are sent into Golos for 70 years. Now they come back to Eretz Yisrael. Ezra, Nechemya, Chag Yischai, Malachi. This is going to be another Beis HaMikdash. And the Yidden call out right in the beginning of Bayesheni, and they say the following. Regarding the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, Ahainu, the Achrav El Avesa. This Avodah Zarah is what destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. V'kal Yilei Chol, it's what caused the Heichal to be burned. V'katun L'tzadik, it caused so many tzadikim to die. V'aglinu L'Yisrael Marai, it caused us to go to Golos. That's why we're in Babel for 70 years. V'adayinu Merakit Beinon, and it's still here. Klum Yahavta L'Elel Kabul Be'yagra. They turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they say, "I know why you gave us the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. You gave it to us so we should get Tzchar. We should overcome the Yetzirah and one day get a portion in the world to come. Get a lefum tzara agro. Loi iyu be'inan v'lei agri be'inan." They turn to Hashem and they say, "HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're Michael Titus. We don't want it. We don't need the schar. We don't want to have to deal with this. It makes no sense. We're going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Again, this is going to be the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. What are we going to accomplish?" But what do you see from here? You see from here again that they were super attached to the Avodah Zarah. They were so attached to the Avodah Zarah that they felt that there was no way they'd be able to rid themselves from it, to the point that they had to say this heart-wrenching tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just get rid of it already, help us out. They had to turn to Hashem for siyata d'shmaya. Meaning, if it was never real, what's the big deal? Just kill it. Here it is again, basa davikubei. Initially it wasn't, but this is all afterwards. So the Gemara says, what ended up happening? Yasu klasi yemi b'tanisa, the Yidden fasted for 3 days. Bo rachame, they davened, and the Gemara says, and Yuma, Samach Tesam and Beis, that who was behind all this? Tanchik Knesset Agdoila. Nafalu Piskem Erekia, a piece of paper fell down from Shemayim, that because of the Emes, it said the word Emes. Om Reb Chanina, Shemami, no, you see from here, Chayisomoy, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes, that the signature, the insignia of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Rashi says, because the derech of the Melachim once upon a time was that if somebody would make a request by the Melech, So if he was okay, if he was going to acquiesce, he would just write down on a piece of paper his name. And his signature, his John Hancock, constituted his approval for what was being requested. So Klal Yisrael davens to Hashem. They get down this piece of paper with the proverbial chesam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What did it say? Emes, Shema Mino, Chesam HaShem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes. So the Gemara says, Nofak Kiguriya Denurim Bebeis Kachi HaKadoshim. The story is not finished. The Yidin saw a lion made of fire. So this is fire, but it was shaped like a lion. And it emerged from none other than the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Abba Navi Yisrael. The Navi turned to Klal Yisrael and he said, Hainu Yitzra Avodah Zarah. That is the Eitz Sahara. That's a living embodiment of the Eitz Sahara of Avodah Zarah. So you have the Nachash HaKadmoini, who was a living embodiment of the Yetzer Sahara. Here you have this Gurya Denura, which comes out of none other than the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Badu the Katavsli, now they had to go chapit. Ishtemit binisa minei. But it lost one here. Va'ozel kalya. And when the lion lost its ear, it felt pain. And it shrieked, it yelled. And it was so loud that you were able to hear it. Ba'arba mei parasi. 400 parasites. Amru, is dechinabe. What should we do? Meaning, it's going to scream. They thought bad things were going to come from the screaming. Dilma mishamayim merachmeyala. Maybe Hashem's going to listen to the tefillas. Hashem answers the prayers, even of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. And it could be we're going to have a problem. The Navi said, Shadyu beduda da'avra. Put it in a tube made out of lead. The kesiu ba'avra, cover it with lead. The shayif kali, that's going to contain its noise. Like this, you don't have to worry about it. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, they said, it's clearly an ace rotzen. Wow, I mean, the tefillas were answered. This was unbelievable. The Yidin Davin, beautiful tefillah. They fast for 3 days, and all of a sudden they see COD, literally on the spot. That tefillah was answered, and Mavatli Yitzhara Vedazara. So they turn, is there anything else we need to daven for it? This is clearly an ace rotzen. So they said, Nibai Rachman Yitzhara Vera. Let's get rid of the Eitzar of Avera. Wherever it says Avera in Shas, what does it mean? Arayas. So let's get rid of the Eitzar of Arayas. Bo Rachme, they daven im Serbia dayu, and they got the Eitzar of Arayas as well. Chavshut lasi yomi. They locked it up for 3 days. After 3 days, there was a chayla who needed an egg. They couldn't find a fresh egg. I mean, there were eggs from, you know, in the refrigerator. But bas yoyma, they needed something that was fresh because the hens weren't even laying eggs. There was no taiva for Arayas. There was no procreation. Amru, they said, Heichi Na'avit. So what do we do now? Nibai Palga, maybe we should just daven. There should be a Yetzar of Arayas because, you know, we need the world to continue to go. Le'sayu v'ra, le'sheves Yetzara. But maybe let's qualitatively cut the Yetzahara in half. But the Gemara says, Palga Merkilo Yavi. In Shemayim, either you get everything or you get nothing. You don't get half a request. Kachlin u'le'ene, what they did was they blinded one eye of the Avodah Zarah, Ahanu Bey, and what did it accomplish? The Lay Igru Inish Bikrufse, that at the very least, a person shouldn't have a taiva for his craving. So once upon a time, incest was very prevalent. The reason it's not so prevalent anymore, now you know the rest of the story, is because the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla, at the same time that they were Mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, they were also Mevatel a little bit of the Yetzirah of Arayas. Where did it manifest itself? It manifested itself that people don't have tithes anymore for their craving. So no Yetzirah, that Avodah Zarah, no Yetzirah, the Arayas, and it's all based on this right here. So a few horrors. Number one, so the truth, the Gemara says that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla were mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. But the emes is there still is a little bit of Avodah Zarah. It's not nearly what it was once upon a time, but there are places in distant lands, the other side of the world, where people still practice what a Poisek would most likely say as Avodah Zarah. We talked about Natsos being Avodah Zarah. So there's definitely still Avodah Zarah in the world. The Anshei Knesset HaGdoyla mevatel the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. So I saw a Dover Nifla from Yaakov Emden. Yaakov Emden says that the Gemara says that when they captured the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, it lost one here. And when it lost this one here, it went crazy. It screamed and it yelled. And you were able to hear its coil, Arba Meya Parasa, Arba Meya Parasa. But the one here of the Yetzirah that escaped, that the Yidden were not able to capture and weren't able to mevatel, that represents the little bit of Yetzirah that Avodah Zarah that there still is. So if you want to get a sense of what the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah once was, what we have in the world today is literally a chut asayra of what once existed. Rabbi Yaakov Emden said it. This is the punchline that the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Beis, that lost the love, they're going to shech the Yetzirah. and the Rishon are going to see the Yetzirah, and it's going to be Nidma Lehem Kechut HaSayra. He says, why a Chut HaSayra? It's this Gemara right here. Because this is the Chut HaSayra of the Yetzirah, the Avodah Zarah that got out. It's a Chut. That's exactly what it is. And that's what we're referring to with the Chut HaSayra. We always speak out to Vilna Gaon in his Pirish to say the Oilam, where the Gaon says that when did this take place historically? This was right at the beginning of Bayesheni. There was something else very important, very significant that happened in Jewish history right in the beginning of Bayesheni. And that is, Nevuah became extinct. So once upon a time, right, Bayis Rishon, you have Yirmiyahu, Yeshaya, Hishay, all the Nevi'im. And Bayis Sheni, Chag Yizkaria, Malachi, then the Nevi'im, right in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, they're the ones that are overseeing, orchestrating the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. But once we get into Bayis Sheni, it's Shimon HaTzadik, he's from the Shiori, Anshit Knesset HaGdoila, and then you have all the Tanoim, etc., all the way to the Zman HaChorban, where you have Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Gamliel. But the Nevi'im don't really come in Bayis Sheni. Nevuah was bottled in the beginning of Bayis. The Gaon says it wasn't a coincidence, it was Zeh L'Umazeh. He said as long as it was the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah in the world, the Koyach HaTumah was so strong, we needed L'Umazeh, a Koyach HaKedusha, that would be able to counter that. But when the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah became Kechut HaSayrah, at that point, you don't need it to be so stark anymore. I was thinking that the Gemara says that even though Nevuah is bottled, but we still have a little bit of Nevuah. We always speak out Chasam Soifers, right? Soid Hashem Lireyev. It could be the Soid Hashem Lireyev that we have today is the Zeh L'Umazeh of the Chut HaSayra of Yetzirah D'Avodah Zarah that we still have. Meaning the Goyim said, why is there no Nevuah? Because there's no Yetzirah D'Avodah Zarah. Abishtal Tzich Defraga, there is a Yetzirah D'Avodah Zarah, albeit the Chut HaSayra. The Teretz says we have a little bit of Nevuah as well. The Nevuah is not the Nevuah L'Chachamim, like the Gemara says in Bava Basri Yud Beis Amud Beis. There's still the Soid Hashem Lireyev. And the Soid Hashem Lireyev that we have right now, that's going to counter the little bit of Yetzirah D'Avodah Zarah that we still have. But I'll tell you something interesting that I once saw. I saw in the Sefer Oyel Moshe from Moshe Scheinerman. So it was in Parshas Kisisa. He's talking about the Chet Ego, and he brings over there something that he heard from Rav Huttner. That Rav Huttner used to say that even though the Gemara says that the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah is bottle, even though the Gemara says Yetzirah Avodah Zarah is bottled, but there's still a Yetzirah Avodah Zarah today. There's still a concept of having a machshava of minus, which falls under the realm of Avodah Zarah. And that is when a person doesn't believe in his own koiches, a person doesn't have faith in himself and his ability and his capacity to be able to accomplish, he said that's Avodah Zarah. And he taish lo yeh l'cha, Elohim Acherim Aponet, that sometimes l'cha, inside of you, there could be Elohim Acherim. And what's the Elohim Acherim? Rav Huttner said that could be inside a person. When a person doesn't believe in the l'cha, he doesn't believe in his own kleiches. He said a person sometimes thinks that, yeah, who am I to do this? Or what can I accomplish? What can my learning do? What can my chesed do? What can my davening do? It's a machshava of minus, it's a machshava of Avodah Zarah, and there's still Avodah Zarah, and that's where it manifests itself. When a person doesn't properly believe in his own kleiches, it reminded me that I heard once a shmuz from Yaakov Meir Shechter. So the topic of the shmuz was, Yaakov Meir Shechter, of course, is Rav Shiv in Breslau. So he said, Rav Nachman. So he said that you have to be medayik l'shoynei hazov, so Rav Nachman. What was Rav Nachman saying? If a person believes that he could be mekalkel, then he should believe Shev Shalot Akeh. But Tamin, what does Tamin mean? It's Miloshen Amunah. You have to believe that you could be Mesakin. And it was a whole shiur, it was an hour long. It was all about how the reason people, in his mind, don't serve Hashem the way they could and the way they should is because they don't believe Shev Shalot Akeh. They don't trust themselves. They don't believe that they have the koiches. Yeah, rebbes, choshevi people, people that don't do averes, people that are kaddish mirechem, people that are mu'opkehitin. He said, but me, who am I to serve Hashem? A kaddish baruch hu, who's elekeyu elehim. Who am I to go ahead and serve someone like Hashem? It's a chesaron in amunah. A person has to believe it doesn't matter who you are, you have amunah. He told us an interesting story. He said that there was a choshevi that came to him. And he said he has to confess by the rebbe. What's the confession? He says he's been a Marbitz Torah for many years. He's a Rosh Yeshiva. He's an Adam Chashiv. He's an Upgilhit in a Yid. But when he was younger, he had Chatas Nu'urim that he's embarrassed of right now. And he says, I can't tell you. I go to sleep every night. I put my head on my pillow and I have nightmares. I have nightmares from the Chatas Nu'urim that I did when I was a child. And I'm worried, what's going to be one day? I'm going to die. I'm going to have to go up and stand in front of the Kisei HaKovet, give Din V'Cheshbin for my Chatas Nu'urim. He said, what am I going to do? And he's traumatized, he's suffering terribly, he went to the bracha, he needs something, Rebbe help me, I need you to help me out. And Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter, if anyone's ever met him, he's the most edel person in the world. And the whole shmooz is edel. It's with an adinut that you just don't find anywhere. And Rabbi Yaakov Meir starts getting animated during the shmooz. And he said, I told him, you're a koifer. And he's like, a koifer? Well, he said, you're a koifer. He says, it's not what I came to the Rebbe for. He says, what do you mean? He says, how many Yom Kippurs passed since your Chatas Nurim? 40, 50, 60. The Pasuk says, Ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chataseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. That in Yom Kippur, the Eibishter is mechaper. He says, you don't believe that the Eibishter is mechaper. He says, well, of course, you don't believe it, because if you'd believe it, you wouldn't be worried about your Chatas Nurim. He says, 50 years of Yom Kippur, and you still think that you have to worry about the virus that you did, that you were a child? Bista koifer, the grapes in the koifer Yom Kippur. And that's what he said. He said, the problem, we don't believe enough. He said, yeah, Yom Kippur, for a tzaddik, this Yom Kippur. For this one, you learn the sugyas with tshuva. What's tshuva? Your day. Right, you believe you can't do tshuva because you can just do tshuva, but it was true. Yeah, you can do tshuva, of course. Maybe not the shpitz, perfect tshuva. But that was the whole theme of the drasha. The theme was that we believe that we can be mekalkel, but we don't believe that we can be mekalkel. It's all mechoyves amuna. But I'll just tell you one other interesting thing, and that is I saw years ago in a book, brought down, it's Rabbi Abraham Twersky. He brought from the Baal Shem Tov from the Heilige Besht, and the Besht types the same pasuk, but just the opposite. So Rav Huttner said, Lo yeh lecha lihim acher ma'panoi, that what's the minus, what's the desire that a person has inside him that he doesn't believe enough? He doesn't believe in his own koiches. The Baal Shem Tov types just the opposite. He said, Lo yeh lecha lihim acher ma'panoi, a person can't have avodah zarah lecha inside of him. And what's the avodah zarah that a person could have inside him when he believes that he himself is a power? Well, what's Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is you believe in Shittuf, you believe in some other force, some other power, Elihim Achir. So what's the difference if the power is the sun or the moon, or if the power is you? You believe. So the Baal Shem Tov said, the Gemara says that they were Mavatal Yetzarah, Avodah Zarah, we still have it. You know where it is? It's Lacha. It's when people believe too much in themselves. It's unbelievable. So you have two such important, fundamental ideas that blatantly contradict each other. I think they're both true. The thing is, you just have to figure out how to balance it. So on the one hand, a person has to believe in the power that he has within inside of him. Tamin shev shalat haken. The problem is, when a person starts believing himself to the point that he says, koichi va'oitzim yodi asali asachai lazeh, that's a problem, because that's also avodah zarah. So if you don't believe, that's minus. That's avodah zarah. And if you believe that it's all about you, that's also minus. You have to believe in your power, but at the same time realize that it's all about siyata d'shmai, and it all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Merab. There was a story with a nachris achash. There was a story with a nachris who was very sick. Amra, she said, so she's made a neder. She said that if she has a refuah shalema, teilech, she's going to go. She's going to worship every avodah zarah in the world. This is her pledge. So the Gemara says, amda, she had a refuah. She went to worship every avodah zarah in the world. When she got the pa'ar, so she asked the priest, how do you worship this avodah zarah? They told him as follows. You eat beets. You drink beer. You cause a shulshul. And then, you know, you do what you're supposed to do by Pa'ar. Amra, so she said, Mutav shetachzera, he isha l'cholya v'leitav ad avodah zarah b'kach. She'd rather get sick again and not have to worship this avodah zarah. Atem beis Yisrael einam kein. But fears ois the Gemara, but Klal Yisrael were not that way. When Klal Yisrael encountered Pa'ar, what happened in the end of Parshas Balak? See the story in a minute. Hanitzmadim l'baal Pa'ar. The Yidden attached themselves to Baal Pa'ar. Kitzamit pasal, like a sealed container. They were attached to Baal Pa'ar like the seal, like the cover is attached to the container. Rat, but at the same time, when it came to Dveikus Bashem, they were only Dovik, like two tomorrows that are touching each other. So there's something there, but it's Dovik, it's not Hanitzmadim. Meaning, when it came to Baal Pa'ar, they were Nitzmadim. They were literally one and the same. But when it came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was only the Atem Advekim Masih Satana. And the Brisa said just the opposite. Meaning, the contrast between the Lashon Hanitzmadim L'Baal Pa'ar and the Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem is being said L'Gnai. It's L'Gnai. That you see that when it came to Baal Pa'ar, the Yidden were Nitzmadim L'Baal Pa'ar. When it came to Hashem, it's the Atem Advekim. But the Brisa said just the opposite. Hanitzmadim L'Baal Pa'ar, get some of the Yisha. It's like a necklace. The necklace, Rashi says, you can move it, right? It moves this way, it moves that way. You're not so attached to it. But va'atem advekem Hashem elokeichem dvukim mamish. More about Baal Pa'ar. Tanu Rabba, the Maisa b'Safta ben Olz. It was a story with Safta ben Olz. Rashi says this was a yit. Shehizki chamor l'nachris. So he had a fancy chamor. And what he did for a living was he was a chauffeur. He was a personal driver. He would drive people around on his donkey. So the Gemara says that he had a client.
She was a nachris. Kivin shegila pa'ar. She's driving her around town. She's doing her errands. They pass by the base of the Zara pa'ar. Armaloisa, she tells Safta ben Olos, Hamtein, wait, Ache Ikonis, I have to go daven. Fe'etzi, I'm going to come out. After she left, Armalo, Afat, Amtini, Ache Ikonis. So the driver, the yid, asks his client, it would be okay if you wait here for a minute. Yeah. Can I go inside? You're the child, said. You got to make a pit stop. Are you a yid? What are you doing? This is about par, right? He says, what do you care? Nichnas, he went in, par befanov. So he did what he had to do. And then when he had to clean himself, he had to wipe himself, he did it with the nose of Baal Pa'ar. And the Mishars of the Zara, they started praising him and they said, wow, there's no one in history that ever gave such cover to Baal Pa'ar. Because this is the way you're supposed to worship Baal Pa'ar. The Gemara says, Apoir atz me Baal Pa'ar, ha-reza avay dosay. Afo gafte mechavim lebizay. Chiddush la'alocha. Let's say somebody is Poir Baal Pa'ar, but he doesn't have a mind to be mechavim Baal Pa'ar lelo. He doesn't even have a mind to be mechabed Baal Pa'ar. He has a mind to be mevaza Baal Pa'ar. It doesn't matter. Ha-poyer asks me about Pa'ar, ha-reza avidosoi, afa gafte mechabed lebizu, ha-zoi kevel markulis. If somebody throws a stone at markulis, zoi avidosoi. That's the way you worship it. And afa gafte mechabed lemir, even if you're trying to knock it down, it doesn't matter. You throw something at markulis, that's the way you worship markulis. Ramanash avikoz al-bei turth. Ramanash was once going to Armor Lay, they told him, wait, the Dikai hacha, they pointed out to an avidazar. Shokal pisa. So he took a little bit of dirt. Shodabe, he threw it. Amrle, they told him, Markulisi, it's Markulis. You're not allowed to throw something at Markulis. Evan, dirt, same thing, you're not allowed to throw it. Amalusi, he told him, Hazarik, Evan, lim Markulis tonight. The lashon is, you're throwing the Evan, lim Markulis. You're offering something up to Markulis. That's not what I did. I threw it at Markulis. I wasn't laughing with him, I was laughing at him, right? I wasn't throwing it to him, I was throwing it at him. But the Gemara says, also Shabbat Medrash, they went, they asked him, this Medrash, what's the halacha? They told him, Hazarik Evan Bimarkulis tonight. Not Limarkulis, but Bimarkulis. Afal Gafte Mechabim Lemirgame, it doesn't matter. Even if you had a mind to knock it down, it's still a problem. Amalim, they told him, is it Lishka? Okay, let me go and take it back. Amalim, that's going to be another problem. Because Echad HaNoikla, the Echad HaNois Nachai. You chayiv if you throw something to it, you also chayiv if you take something from it. Why? Because when you take away the stone, you're now leaving room for someone else to go and to throw something at it. So the bottom, they told Rav Menashe, there's nothing you can do. What you did was problematic, and to undo it is going to actually be another problem. As a result, there's no Eitzah. So we have over here a little bit of Gemara that talks about Baal Pa'ar, and specifically a pasuk that describes Hanitzmadim Baal Pa'ar, talking about Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael, they were attached to the Avodah Zarah Pa'ar. So when exactly were Klal Yisrael attached to the Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'ar? So it's Psukim. It's a parasha mufereshes in the Torah, and the end of parasha's Balak, which segues right into the beginning of parasha's Pinchas. The pasuk says as follows: Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitim. The Yidin were in Shittim, Vayochel Ha'om Liznois al Bnois Mayav. And the Yidin saw the Bnois Mayav, and they had a taiva for the Bnois Mayav. So read through the Psukim first, and then the Torah Shabbat Peh. Vatikrenu La'om, Lizivche Eloheim, Vayochel La'om, Vayishtachavu Eloheim. The Bnois Mayav invited the Yidin in, they ate with the Bnois Mayav, and they started bowing down, Vayishtachavu le'eloheim, to the Avodah Zarah of the Bnei Smayav. Vayitzomei Yisrael le'Baal Pa'ar. They didn't attach themselves to Baal Pa'ar. Vayicharaf Hashem Yisrael. Hashem got really angry at Klal Yisrael. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem tells Moshe, kach es kol Rashi Yom, take all the leaders of the nation, v'hoika oisam la'Hashem neged HaShemesh, and hang them. V'yoshev charei naf Hashem Yisrael. And if you hang the Yidin, that's going to cause Hashem not to be angry anymore. What happened when Hashem got angry? There was a magefa. So you want the magefa to end? Start hanging the Yidin. And Rashi says that each Dayan was supposed to hang two Yidin. And Rashi makes the Cheshbin. Hundreds of thousands of Yidin were going to die. This was going to be terrible. As this is going down, there was a Yid who, of course, we know his name was Zimri. He takes a Midyanis, Kazbi Basur, the daughter of the Kayan Midyan, brings her to Moshe. Everyone's crying because it's my gefa starting. Pinchas sees Zimri. Chazal say that Zimri was boil Kazbi. He took the Roimach,
He killed her. Vayovei achad ish Yisrael akub vayidker eshneim es ish Yisrael v'as isha el kabosa v'ateyotzer ha-mageifu me'al b'nei Yisrael. That caused the mageifu to stop. How many people died? That's the last pasuk. Vayu ha-mesim ba-mageifu above the Esr Melef. 24,000 people died at that very given moment. So it started off with the Yidin having a taiva for the B'nai Smayev. The Yidin's taiva for the B'nai Smayev eventually resulted in Baal Pa'or. Hashem caused the Magefa. It was going to be horrible. What caused the Magefa to stop? When Zimri goes and he's Baal Kozbi, and Pinchas is Vayikach Remech B'yodeh, he kills him, that causes the Magefa to start. But the part of this that we need for today's daf is really a Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin, daf Kuvav. The Gemara says as follows: why did the Yidden come to the Bnei Ismail? So this is the end of Parashas Balak. We all know the beginning of Parashas Balak. The end of Parashas Balak is that Balak ben Tzipor hires Bilam. He's a hired hitman. His job is to go and take the Yidden out. He's going to curse Klal Yisrael, and by that, terrible things are going to happen to the Yidden. But Bilam tried, and he said, Ma'ekav le'kabi kel, ma'ezam le'zam kel. Whatever he tried doing wasn't working. See, he had to work on plan B. Bilam had a plan B. Amar lehem, he turns to Balak, and he says, Eliheim shel elu soynei zimahu. The God of the Jews hates Znus. I have an idea. Vehem misavim leklei pishlon. I know the Yidden want klei pishlon. So what's this klei pishlon? So if you look at the Marsha, there's a Gemara in Perek Chelek. The Marsha says that the Yidden were wearing the same clothing that they had when they left Mitzrayim. Now the pasuk says that a miracle happened. The clothing used to grow as they would grow. But lamaisa, a new suit is a new suit, and the Yidden wanted new clothing. I am the Marsha. Vehem misavim leklei pishlon. Boy vasiyacha etza. So what he did was he set up tents. And outside the tents, he had salespeople, and the people said, you want a new suit? Made to tailor, custom, come in. We're going to take care of you. We're gonna give you a new suit. In the meantime, inside these tents with the Bnei Smayev, these were Zaynois, and they were trained to try to go and to chop the Yidden. So the Gemara describes how they would come, and they would say, come back the next day, another fitting, until finally they started developing a relationship with the saleswomen, with these Zaynois. Says the Gemara, it got to the point where they got Hamish. They got Hamish. They started drinking wine together. Let's pick it up inside from here. So they had Yayin Amoini. At that point, Yayin Nesach wasn't Asr yet. Amr Allah, so they said, do you want a glass of wine? Absolutely. After they drank Barba, the Yetzahara started flaming inside. Amr Allah, Hashmili, would you be boil with me? This is the Yid suddenly talking to the Bnei Ismayev. And she said, yes. But there's one condition. She took out her Avodah Zarah, Mitaycheka, Amra Loi. She said, Avoid Lozeh. If you're willing to worship this Avodah Zarah, then I'll give you what you want. Amra Loi said, Al Yehuda Ani. I'm a Yid. Amra Loi, she said, What am I asking you for? This Avodah Zarah is par. It's disgusting. You know what you have to do? You have to go to the bathroom for it. But you didn't know that that's the way that you're supposed to serve it. And even though the Yid's Kavana was Takut to be Mevazit, because that's what she told him, we just learned the Gemara. Even if your kavan is derech b'zayin, it's going to be a problem. The bottom line is, that is how the Yidden ended up coming to Baal Par. So the rest of the story, as it relates to Baal, it's not the rest of the story. It's Psukim in the Torah, and it's a Gemara, and Sanhedrin, daf Kuvav, Amin Aleph. It starts off with the Yidden wanting Bnei Smayev, but from Bnei Smayev, they ended up with Avodah Zarah, which incidentally is what the Gemara says is really the history of Avodah Zarah for Klal Yisrael. The Yidden really never wanted Avodah Zarah. What they wanted was Gilai Reis Befar Hesia. That's one of the Gemaras we saw just now. But what happened was they figured, as a decoy, if we're going to go and we're going to get involved in Avodah Zarah, so every time there's a Musar Shmuz, the Musa Shmuz is going to be Avodah Zarah, and like this, we'll be able to do what we want, really want to do, which is the Gilui Arayos. But just a few Aras. First, we know that Stam Yenom is Asa. Right? Stam Yenom is Asa. So there's a sugya of Shemen Akum, Cholov Akum, Pas Akum, and Yain. Now we mentioned this last week a few times. The reason Stam Yenom is Asa is twofold. Number one, there's a Yayin Nesach problem. Once upon a time, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to be Menasech Yayin L'Avodah Zarah. And being that they used to be Menasech Yayin L'Avodah Zarah, all Yayin of an Ovdei Avodah Zarah becomes problematic. Gzeira Atu, a real Yayin Nesach. No real Yayin Nesach, but Atu Gzeira, real Yayin Nesach. But in addition to that, there's a Stam Yayinam problem in the sense that it's not worse than Cholav Akdom. It's not worse than Pas Akdom, which are obviously sugyas in halacha, so there's an idea of stami. But there's a chumra that you have in yain that you don't have by the other things. What's the chumra? Stam yainam is also about shtia and it's also about no. Stam pitam, stam shamnam, stam cholov is not aser
Behana, it's only aser ba'achila. And the question is why? So mitzad the time of Yayin Nesach, it makes perfect sense. Because Yayin Nesach is aser ba'ana. So for the Yayin Nesach issue, it makes sense. It's time Yayin, it should be aser ba'ana. But Tosfos in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yizayin Amud Beis asks that it's mashma that mitzad the ikur stam yeinam as well, it's going to be aser ba'ana. And his kasha is that why is it aser ba'ana mitzad stam yeinam? If stam shemen, stam pas, stam cholov is not aser ba'ana, why should stam yayin be aser? Says Tosfos Gevaldik. Why is stam shemen and stam pas and stam, why all these things aser? Because we're afraid that you're going to come close to the guy. If you're going to eat, break bread with him, and you're going to have coffee with him, and you're going to do this with him, you're going to do that with him, one thing can lead to another, and eventually you can end up doing averis. You're going to marry with them, it's going to bring tavay dezor, all the terrible things are going to happen. So, based on that, l'chayri yayin shouldn't be different. But says Rav Yaakov Emden, in Masechet Shabbos, on that Gemara, Yazayin Amud Beis, Hatam Poshet, Mishum Yayin is Meshaker. So you see that when it comes to yayin, you have to be more worried, and that's why stam yayin is also b'hanah. But it's interesting. Stam yayinam is also b'hanah, not just mitzad the yayin nesach shabai. Stam yayinam is also b'hanah, mitzad the chasnus shabai as well. We'll get to this in more detail when we learn Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Why? For this precise reason, because the kurva that comes from drinking wine together is obviously a lot more serious than from eating together or drinking something else together, and that's why when it comes to stam yeinam, you find this iser hana. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, what's the source to it? There's a source in the Torah, this Gemara that we just learned right here. That's the way the whole story with Baal Pa'ar, that's the way it happened. But just a few more aras. Number one, I saw a beautiful chida. The chida says that Vatikrenu la'am lezivche Eloheihem, Vayoicha la'am, Vayishtachavu le'Eloheihem. He says Gevaldik. He says that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, what did they eat? They ate man. Now we know that man was called lechem abirim. Why was it called lechem abirim? She nivla bechol evareim. She haman haya meichel she moitzi the enei machnas. Get the isa the gemara. It was nivla beivareim. So when the yidden ate man, they didn't go to the bathroom. So when the yidden ate man, they didn't go to the bathroom. So freik the chida. How could the yidden have been guilty? How could they have been nichshol in Baal Pa'ar? Baal Pa'ar was, he had to be pirates by the Baal Pa'ar. They ate man. They ate lechem abirim. You know what the teretz is? What the pasuk says. Vatikren alam lezivchei Eloheihem. Vayoichal ha'am. They ate together with the B'nai Smayah. Now they ate with the B'nai Smayah. Vayishtachavu le'leheihem. Vayitzom in Yisrael Baal Pa'ar. Now we're shaykh ready to come to Baal Pa'ar. Had the Yidden not eaten with the Bnei Smayev, it wouldn't have even been possible to come to Baal Pa'ar. Because the man was Lachem Abirim, it was Nivla Be'Varem. If it was Nivla Be'Varem, how's it going to be Shaykh? That's the terrorist. Just one final aura, and that is a classic Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says that there's a Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua. The Pasuk in Sefer Yeshua, Perek Chavez, describes Baal Pa'ar. And it says just one line. It says regarding Baal Pa'ar, Hama'at lonu es avoyim pa'ar, asha loy hi taharnu mimenu adayim hazeh. So Yeshua is turning to Yidden, he says that Pa'ar is something that we have till this day. We still have Baal Pa'ar b'zman hazeh. And the Chassam Sofer in a few pieces in Torah Smoish is very bad. Baal Pa'ar b'zman, we have Baal Pa'ar b'zman hazeh. Baal Pa'ar was something that happened. It was bygones. It's an embarrassing part of our history. But it's something that's in the past. What does the Pasuk mean when it says, Hama'at lonu es avoyim pa'ar asha loy hi taharnu mimenu adayim hazeh? Says the Chassam Sofer, a dover neira. Something you have to be the Chassam Sofer to say. He says, what was the Avodah Zarah of Pa'ar? He says, if you think about it, it's so strange. He says, it doesn't make any sense. It's so bizarre. So he says, he thinks that what Baal Pa'ar was as follows. Baal Pa'ar was, he says, the whole concept of serving Hashem, like we spoke about before, is an idea of a person recognizing who he is, the potential that he has. It's the fact that he's someone that was created with an ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's another thought, and that is that who are we really to be able to serve Hashem? And that's what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah wanted. They didn't want to serve Hashem. So you know what they did? They tried bringing out the lowest, most disgusting element of the human being. The human being goes to the bathroom, right? A guy to the melech, a guy to the line. That's someplace that is embarrassing no matter who you are and no matter what you are. And they were pirates my labal par to try to emphasize how degrading and how low a person really is. Was this a form of worship, says the Chassam Sofer? I don't think so. You know what this probably really was? This was a concept, we're going to worship an idol in the most degrade to show that we're nothing. We're so pachas, and that gives us a license now for us to be able to do whatever it is we want to do. Allow us to go and live and do anything, because we have no obligations. If we're someone that was created for a higher purpose, that obligates ourselves. Now, all of a sudden, we have certain things that we need to do. We could do this, we can't do that, we have to do that. But to the extent that we're nothing, and we're these lowly creatures, then to the contrary, then we have no obligation. It doesn't make sense. Why would Hashem want us to serve Him? And that was the expression. A person would go to Baal Pa'ar, what he was expressing was that he's this lowly human being. He comes from a tipa srucha, and offer at the toshuv, and this is what you're busy with during your life, to bring out this point. The point that we're such lowly creatures, and as a result, we have no obligations at all. Says the Chassam Sofer, is Baal Pa'ar around today? No. That would be the Zohar of Pa'ar, where somebody is driving, he tells his driver to stop, gets off on a rest stop, and he's Pa'ar Atzmei Labal Pa'ar. That's not something you have in rest stops on the Garden State Parkway. But at the same time, the Hashkofa, the Shitiyut, of what Baal Pa'ar stood for, that apikursis, that idea that a person feels like he's nothing, and he doesn't have the ability to serve Hashem, that's something that's very prevalent as manazeh. And that's what the pasuk meant. Hama'at lanu as avoyim pa'ar, asher lo hitaharnu mimenu ad hayom hazeh. The avoyim pa'ar, what was stood at the core of pa'ar. And that is, when a person looks in the mirror, does he see it tzelem elokim? Or when a person looks in the mirror, what he sees is someone that comes from a tipa srucha. He sees someone that's this lowly human being. And what a yid needs to see is the tzelem elokim. And when a person doesn't see the tzelem elokim, that's when we have problems. Either way, zok. The Mishnah weiter. So a new topic, the sugya of Melech, which is going to take us into tomorrow's daf. So the idea of Melech we're all familiar with, because it's mentioned in the Torah no less than three times. The first time is in Parshas Achrim, it's the Pasuk, it's in the Parsha of Arayas. It says, "Umizaracha loisitein lahaver laMelech." You're not allowed to take your child and serve him up to Melech. The Torah says it again in Parshas Kedoshim. The pasuk says, "Vani eten es ponei ba'ishahu vehechrati yosei mikerev amoy." This person is going to get. What did this person do to deserve karis? Ki mizaroi nasan la'moylech leman tamei es mikdashi ulechal la'shem kachi. And then it's mentioned a third time. It's mentioned in Parsha Shoftim again, where again you have this idea where the Torah says that a person is not allowed to take from his children and give it to Layimotze b'chom navre b'noyu b'itoy b'esh. So you have it in Parshas Achrimois, you have it in Parshas Kedoshim, you have it in Parshas Shoftim. What exactly is Melech? So we're going to have to wait until tomorrow to get the rest of the story, to fully understand Melech. But first, the general idea is that you seem to be serving up your child to this deity called Melech. There's definitely fire involved over here, because the Torah talks about fire. We'll see some of the halachas, and then we'll get a better understanding. Zok de Mishnah, Hanoisein Mizari LaMoylech. If somebody takes from his children and gives it to Melech, he's not chayev unless he passes over his child to one of the Mesharsim, one of the Gabbas of Melech, the Yavre Be'esh, and he allows the Gabbai to take the child and put him through the fire. Masalim Melech lehever be'esh. If he handed over his son to the Mesharsim of Melech, but the Mesharsim of Melech never walked him through the fire, or hever be'esh, or he was walked through the fire of le masalim Melech, but he never had. He meaning the father did it by himself. He didn't give him over to the Mesharsim of Melech. Ein chayev. He's not chayev. Again, ad sheyimser le Melech ve'yaver be'esh. Zok the Gemara. Tani avi dezara v'ktani Melech. So we're going through over here. Right? Why are we talking about Vidazara? Why are we talking about Melech? Why were we talking about Megadif earlier? It's because we're discussing the Neskal. We're going through all the people that were Chayiv Skil. So the last Mishnah mentioned Ha'oved Avodazara, and now we're talking about Melech. So it says the Gemara, we mention Melech independent of Avodazara. What does it sound like? It sounds like Melech is not Avodazara. Because if Melech was a form of Avodazara, then isn't that included in the previous mission that said Ha'ivet Avodah Zarah? And what's the nafkamin of Melech's Avodah Zarah now? Rashi says two nafkaminas. The first nafkamin is if someone is Zayzeach, he's Mekater, he's Menasech, he does one of the generic Avodahs to Melech. So we know that those Avodahs he chayef, or even if you do it Shalai Kedarka, if you do it L'Melech, are you going to be chayef or not? If Melech is an Avodah Zarah, even though it's not the derech to worship Melech Bekach, so you're going to be chayef, because those things he chayef even Shalai Kedarka. If Melech is not Avodah Zarah, why would you be chayev? Additionally, what if somebody takes his child and he does what they used to do for Moilach for another Avodah Zarah. We know that there are certain times where you're going to be chayiv even shalei kedarka as long as what you're doing is derech kavod. So again, both ways. That's the question. The question is moilach avodah zarah or is not moilach not avodah zarah? Ketani, the Mishnah it's mashma it's not because the Mishnah says avodah zarah v'ketani moilach. Amar Abba, Tanan Kama, Adama moilach avodah zarah. You're right. Good deal. And the Mishnah is going according to the Adama that holds moilach not avodah zarah. Tanya, going to the Brisa, echad moilach echad shav avodah zarah. If somebody serves up his son to Moilach or to another type of Avodah Zarah, he's going to be Chayiv. What's Rav Shimon Omer? Le Moilach Chayiv, Shaloi le Moilach Potter. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is if Moilach's not Avodah Zarah. So there's a concept of worshipping Avodah Zarah, even Shaloi Kedarka. So Kobi, you'll be Chayiv, even if you do it, Leshar Avodah Zarah. But if you hold that Moilach is not Avodah Zarah, then it's no Shaychas to Avodah Zarah. So if someone is Maver Benoi le Moilach, he's going to be Chayiv. But Shaloi le Moilach, he's going to be Potter. So Rabbi Loza, Reb Shimon, who said Shaloi Lamoilach Potter, he must have held that Moilach is not Avodah Zarah. He's the town of our Mishnah. Amr Abaya, Abaya said, Reb Loz, Reb Shimon, Reb Chanino ben Antignus, Amr Dover Echad. Just like we just proved that Reb Loz, Reb Shimon holds that Moilach is not Avodah Zarah, I can prove from Reb Chanino ben Antignus, another town that he also holds, that Moilach is not Avodah Zarah. Reb Loz, Reb Shimon, who's the Reb Loz, Reb Shimon, Hadamar, who we just said. Reb Chanino ben Antignus, the Tanya, Reb Chanino ben Antignus, Oimer, Bnei Matov, the Torah, Losh, Moilach. Why did the Torah use the word Moilach? Kol Shem Lichu Aleim. Because Moilach is from the word melech. And anything that a person is mamlech on himself, even if it's a piece of dirt, it doesn't matter what it is, and he now takes his son and he's maver bnoi ba'esh to this kisei mensro, even this piece of dirt, he'll be over the iser moilach. So moilach is miloshen melech. And the diuk is melech, not avodah zarah. Meaning, the concept of avodah zarah is more than melech. It's a god, a deity. This is merely melech. So Abaya said that Reb Chanina ben Antignus, who darshined moilech miloshin melech, he must hold like Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, who held that moilech is not avodah zarah. Rav Amar, Rav said that even though it's true, it could be they both hold that moilech is not avodah zarah, but at the same time, it doesn't necessarily mean that they agree with the respective halacha. Because moilach haroi ikeh b'inayu. At the end of the day, Reb Chanina ben Antignus is still saying a big chiddush. He's saying that a person can take a tzror or a kisem, something very temporary, and decide that this is his personal moilach, and he's mavir b'noi, and he's going to be chayiv skila for that. It's not mochach. Could be not. Could be a moilach haroi, not necessarily, but Rav Shimon would agree, would be considered much. Rabbi Yanai said, a person is only going to be chayiv for moilach if he takes his child and he gives it to the mesharis of a moilach. So we had this in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah said, if you just maver the moilach, you're not going to be chayiv. What you need to do is you have to take your child, give it to the mesharis of moilach. The Mesharis of Moilach himself would be the one that was Maver B'toy Chayesh, and that's how you were Chayiv. And where do you know that from? Because the Pasuk says, U'mizaracho loy sitein lahaver lamoilach. Loy sitein, Rashi says, la'acherin, lahaver, it's two steps, right? U'mizaracho loy sitein, don't give it. And that person that you're giving it to, he's the one that's lahaver lamoilach. Tanya nami hochi, yachal haver v'leimasa yehei Chayiv. I would have thought that if you just Maver B'noy, Lemoilach, without first giving it over to one of the Mesharasim, be chayev, Talmud loymer loysite. No, you have to first be a loysite. Masa lemoilach v'lehevi yochli yechayev. What if you gave it over to the Mesharas, the other side, and you didn't, the Mesharas didn't take the child and bring it through the fire? Are you chayev over there? Talmud loymer lahaver. You have to do both. Loysite lahaver. You have to give it to the Mesharas. Yes, this is a brisa, so again, that's explaining the Mishnah. Masar v'hever shaloy lemoilach v'lehevi yechayev. What if somebody, Talmud loymer lemoilach. Masa v'hever lemoilach v'loy be'esh. What if somebody was Masa, and he was Hever, but he just didn't use fire? Yochel Yechayev, Nemer Kan Lahaver, V'nemer Lahalom Lo Yimotze B'chom Maver B'no Yubitei Ba'esh, Ma Lahalom Ba'esh Av Kam Ba'esh. Now what was the Havim that you should be Chayev, even if there's no fire? Because we mentioned this three psukim. V'yikru Yudches, in Parshas Achrimos, it says, U'mizarachot Lo Yisitein Lahaver Lamoilach. It doesn't say anything about Esh. So I would have thought that maybe Yechayev, even if there's no Esh. So what the Gemara says is, it's true. But in Parshas Shoivtim, it says, Lo Yimotze B'chom Maver B'no Yubitei Ba'esh, and Ma Lahalom Ba'esh Av Kam Ba'esh. U'mach Kan Moilach, Aflahala Moilach. The Gemara makes another diak. The Pasuk in Parashat Shoiftim doesn't say Moilach. It says, Lo Yimotze B'chom Maver B'no Yubitei Ba'esh. It's in Parashat Achrimois and Kedoshim where it says Moilach. U'mizaracho Lo Yisitin Lahavala Moilach. So we go both ways. We learn from Parashat Shoiftim Esh, And we learn from Parshas Achrim, Mois Kedoshim, that even though it didn't say Eish in Parshas Shoftim, but really this is all, it didn't say Moilach in Parshas Shoftim, but really everything we're discussing here is Moilach. Amar Rav Acha Bar Eder Rava, Hever Kol Zaroi Potter. If somebody is maver all his children to Moilach, he's going to be Potter. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Mizaracha, so it says mizaracha lo yisitin lahaver. It's only from your children that you're not allowed to. But kol zaracha is going to be okay. So if somebody takes one of his children and he's mavel moilach, that's a problem. But if somebody takes all his children, he's mavel moilach, he's going to be potter. That's what now poshup shah. That's what the Ran says, is because that was the way they served Moilach. The way they used to worship Moilach was you took Mizaracha. You didn't take all Zaracha. So if you take all Zaracha, even though what you're doing is technically worse, but that's you're not doing the way they used to do it. But there's another pshat that the Marsha on this Gemara right here brings, and this is one of the most famous Marshas in Shas, and we're going to have to wait for tomorrow for that Marsha. But Rav Ashi, Heviroi Suma, let's say the person's child was blind, and he was maver, the child, L'moylech, is he chayev anah? Or Yoshema, what if he was sleeping? What's the Shaila? So Rav Ashi says, maybe the only time you chayev for being maver b'noy, L'moylech, is if the son could have gone by himself. But if the son was either not able to see or sleeping, so he's not in a state where he can go by himself, maybe there's no wisdom. Ben benoy, u ben bitay mayo. Do you say bnei bunim kabunim when it comes to moilech? So the Gemara says, stiv shem yinach, chada, at least he can be poish. Time we went to the rise, ki mizari nosan la moilech, matam, aloi, vishin, emalai, yimasa, bichom, avi, bnei ubitay, ba'esh. Because one of the psukim says, bnei ubitay, ain't li, yella, bnei ubitay, ben benoy, ben bitay, ben bitay, how do you know the ainak lechoso? Tam aloi, mebi sitay, mizari, mizari, that's the emphasis. But the Gemara asks Akasha, so if you paid attention to that brisa that we just said in 3 seconds, so there's a little bit of a diak here. Right, the Braisa started with a pasuk ki mizaroi nasan lamoilach. Why does it say mizaroi? So the Braisa says because there's another pasuk that says bnei ubitay. So I would have thought only bnei ubitay. How do you know ben benai ben bitay? Therefore, it says besitay mizaroi. It's not the same pasuk. We started off with ki mizaroi, and then we ended off besitay mizaroi. Now, atzad shava shabahem is it doesn't say bnei ubitay. It says zaroi. So you can learn from there that as long as it's from your zera, even if it's not bnei ubitay mamish, it's ben bnei ubitay you're going to be chayev. But the Gemara asks the obvious question: Tana pasach bechi mizaroi v'salak besitay mizaroi. Doesn't make sense. You're starting with one drasha, you're concluding with the other drasha. So the Gemara says you're right. Drasha achrinahu. There's a chasurei mechzer in this brisa. Ki mizari nasal lamoilach teaches me lav dafka bnei ubitay, but so to the grandchildren. What is the second pasuk that was quoted teach us? Besitay mizaroi ain't liel zarei kasha. Because without that, I would have thought only zarei kasha. Zarei pasul minay. How do you know if somebody has zarei pasul? Maybe a mamzer. Talmud loymer besitay mizaroi all zera. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ene chayiv achi avirenu derech avaro. You're only chayiv. Yeah, we'll stop here.